It is 4:16, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, 72 years ago today,
yes,
the FBI debuted its 10 most wanted fugitives list.
10, all right. Yeah.
And the list arose from a conversation held in late 1949 between J. Edgar Hoover, who was the director of the FBI at the time,
right,
and William Kinsey Hutchinson, who was the editor-in-chief of the International News Service. And they were discussing ways to promote capture of the FBI's, quote, toughest guys.
The toughest guys.
This discussion turned into a published article, which received so much positive publicity that on March 14th, 1950, the FBI officially announced the list to increase law enforcement's ability to capture dangerous fugitives.
Top 10, baby.
Yeah. So individuals are generally only removed from the list if they are captured, die, or if the charges against them are dropped. Oh. They are then replaced by a new entry selected by the FBI. In 11 cases, the FBI removed individuals from the list after deciding that they were no longer a particularly dangerous menace to society.
Really? Because you gotta do something pretty bad to get on that list.
That's right.
So something, I wonder what happens that makes you, well,
I don't know,
not so dangerous
anymore.
Maybe
he's not so bad after all.
Not such a bad guy after all.
So despite occasional references in the media, the FBI does not rank their list. So there's not a suspect who is considered number one on the FBI most wanted list.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're all, it's just 10.
Not like the music charts.
Right. Exactly. So Victor Manuel Gurina, who was added to the list in 1984, was on the list for 32 years, and that's longer than anyone else.
Wow.
He's wanted for a September 1983 armed robbery of a Wells Fargo armored car facility. It was a $7 million cash robbery, and it was the largest cash robbery in the U.S. at the time.
Oh, that, yeah, I remember that. I don't remember it, but I've heard about it.
Yeah.
Familiar with his work.
And he was one of the ones that was removed from the list, and he was removed in December of 2016.
Oh. So was he just, okay. He can move about freely now?
I guess. Probably not. Okay. But I don't know. So Billy Austin Bryant spent the shortest amount of time on the list, just being listed for 2 hours in 1969.
Just hopping off.
The oldest person to be added to the list was Eugene Palmer, who was added in May of 2019. And he was 80 years old.
80
years? Yeah.
Hop on the
list.
He's
wanted for the murder of his daughter-in-law in September of 2012 in Stony Point, New York.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the list is commonly posted in public places like the post office. Oh. Some people on the list have turned themselves
in. To the post office?
I guess.
Where in the post office?
I was going to say, I don't know that I've ever seen one in
there's
the post office.
There's the stamp machine. There's the counter.
I don't know.
All the mailboxes.
Maybe it's in there somewhere.
There's the thing with the pens and the papers.
I don't know.
I don't know where that would be.
I'm not sure either.
I'm gonna look now.
On May 18th, 1996, after surrendering at the U.S. Embassy in Guatemala City, Leslie Isbin Rogue became the first person on the FBI 10 Most Wanted Fugitives list to be apprehended due to the internet.
Oh.
Yes. The internet helped capture him.
Yeah.
He had stolen more than $2 million and robbed about 30 banks total.
Wow.
And he is currently serving a 65-year sentence.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Thank you, internet, for your work.
So in order to make the list, the Criminal Investigative Division at the FBI headquarters calls upon all 56 field offices to submit candidates for the list.
Right.
The CID, in association with the Office of Public and Congressional Affairs, then proposes finalists for approval by the FBI's deputy director. The criteria for selection is pretty simple. The criminal must have a lengthy record and current pending charges that make him or her particularly dangerous.
Uh-huh.
And the FBI must also believe that the publicity associated to placement on the list will assist in the apprehension of that fugitive.
Sure, right.
Yeah. So rewards are offered for information leading to capture of fugitives. The reward is a minimum of $100,000.
That's not bad.
Minimum.
Not bad.
Currently, the highest reward is $20
million. Jeez.
And that is for a drug lord named Rafael Caro Quintero.
Yeah, you're not going to know.
Probably not.
$20 million, you're going to turn into a drug lord?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to need more than that.
In June of 20...
they're going to come get you.
Yeah, right.
And your family.
Yeah.
And your dog.
Right.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. On June 17th, 2013, the list reached a cumulative total of 500 fugitives having been listed. As of today, 526 fugitives had been listed, 10 of them women, and 491 of them have been captured or located, and 162 of them, that was due to public assistance.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. So 10 women on the list?
Just 10 women.
Is that the most there's ever been at one time, or?
Total.
Women. What?
What?
No, is it if there were more than 10 women on the list at once? Do we know?
Like all women?
Yeah, you said there's 10 women on the list right now, right?
No, there have been 10 women.
Oh, ever?
Ever.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
All right, so that's a weak showing. Okay.
Yes.
You picked out a record to go along with the most wanted list.
Yeah, so we're going to play Indiana Wants Me
right.
by R. Dean Taylor.
Right, right, right. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
That is R. Dean Taylor and Indiana Wants Me. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about the FBI's 10 Most Wanted Fugitives list, which debuted 72 years ago today.
72 years ago. So what,
1950.
Mm-hmm. That was 72 years ago?
I know. I had to double check the math.
Wow.
I did.
Time's weird that way.
Yep.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Quarter. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
Okay, the FBI doesn't rank the most wanted list, so there is no suspect considered number one on the list.
Only 10 women have been on the FBI's most wanted list.
And the shortest time spent on the list was just 2 hours.
What's that guy's story? Do we know?
I don't know.
2 hours?
Just 2 hours. He must have been captured pretty quick.
How do they even get all that out to the post office
yeah,
in time?
Right?
And then to take it
they
down?
They barely printed the new posters.
Sure.
I don't know.
I do. All right. Folks want to learn more about the FBI's 10 Most Wanted list. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you
yes.
go to legends1027.com.
Right. Yeah, right,
on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
I used to love watching America's Most Wanted back in the day. I mean, the recreation's a little bit hokey.
A little bit.
I will give you... But boy, it really got your attention.
Yes, I was always, it always made me so scared watching
yeah.
it. Especially I was like home alone.
Oh, Sarah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Scare me a little.
It's okay. They're not coming for you. Beautiful. Well, thanks much. Come back tomorrow. Fresh episode, okay?
Absolutely.
Super. And good luck on your...
my bracket?
When does that start? Tomorrow?
No.
Thursday. Okay, you got some time.
Yeah.
Well, good luck when it starts.
Thank you.
Commodore is coming up. We'll do the Thompson Twins, and we're going to check traffic. Melanie Sands is standing by in the traffic center. We'll check in with her next on Legends 102.7.